Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, We're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the value of the narrator of traditions, the muhaddis. As you know, in Islam, the sources from which we obtain knowledge of religion are three or four in number. First of all, there's the Quran, of course. Then there is the hadith, and then there's the aql, and then there's the ijma, consensus. So one of these sources of religious knowledge is the hadith, the compendium of hadith, which are sayings, actions, you know, have been related about the Holy Prophet, from the Holy Prophet, or one of the Imams, alayhi wasalam. And learning hadith is very valuable. Learning hadith and understanding it is very valuable. Imam Baqir alayhi salam once said, indeed, one true tradition that you receive from a truthful person is better for you than the whole world and all that it contains. And for this reason, the person who narrates traditions, you know, this person, he has a lot of value because he's imparting and dissimulating knowledge, giving knowledge to people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the narrator of traditions who understands religion is better than 1,000 worshippers who have neither understanding of religion nor knowledge of traditions. So, you know, it's better for us to, you know, learn hadith and then to teach it to others, recite them for others, explain them to others. This is a lot more valuable for us than actually, you know, doing lots of acts of worship. Other acts of worship, because this is actually an act of worship. You know, standing up and doing prayers, going for the pilgrimage, all of these things, fasting, these are all acts of worship. But better than them, the act of worship of imparting knowledge and you know, giving knowledge to people. It's also been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, have mercy on my successors. He said this thrice. He was then asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are your successors? He said, those who learn my traditions and practices and then teach them to my community. These are the successors of the Prophet. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, the ambition of the foolish is to report traditions, whereas the ambition of the scholars is to understand the traditions. And not only is, you know, relating the actual hadith to others is good, but actually making people, helping people understand what they want to say, those traditions. And finally, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever transmits to my people one tradition by which a practice is established or a heresy is blocked will enter paradise. You know, if we narrate a hadith by means of which people are guided to the straight path, and they, you know, or something bad which was occurring in society is stopped and prevented from continuing, you know, this person, paradise becomes obligatory for him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the value of the narrator of traditions in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.